We'd like to say we appreciate privilege to be here today. Appreciate each and every one of you that's made it out this way. Just ask you to pray for us for just a minute. Might be able to get ourselves out of the way and do that. We feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. If you want to read with us this morning, we're going to read some out of the book of Genesis, the 5th chapter, I believe it is. And also the book of St. Luke, the 3rd chapter. You bear with us. It's probably some of the most cumbersome reading that I'll do. Just what we feel like Lord's laid on our hearts, and we'll try to do that. We feel the Lord give us to do. Very familiar scripture, and we know. We just need your prayers. 5th chapter of the book of Genesis. We're going to start with the first verse. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. And Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness after his image, and called his name Seth. And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years, and he begot sons and daughters. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. And Seth lived 105 years and begot Enos. And Seth lived after he begot Enos 807 years and begot sons and daughters. All the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. And Enos lived 90 years and begot Canaan. And Enos lived after he begot Canaan 815 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Enos were 905 years, and he died. And Canaan lived 70 years and begot Mahalalel. And Canaan lived after he begot Mahalalel 840 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Canaan were 910 years, and he died. And Mahalalel lived 65 years and begot Jared. Mahalalel lived after he begot Jared 830 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died. And Jared lived 162 years, and he begot Enoch. And Jared lived after he begot Enoch 800 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. And Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. And Enoch walked with the God after he begot Methuselah 300 years, and begat sons and daughters. All the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. And Methuselah lived 187 years and begat Lamech. And Methuselah lived after he begat Lamech 782 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. And Lamech lived 182 years and begat a son. He called his name Noah, saying, This same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed. And Lamech lived after he begat Noah 595 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth. St. Luke, the third chapter. I believe it is. We're going to start with about the 21st verse. Now, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven which said, Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased. And Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age, being, as was supposed, the son of Joseph, which was the son of Heli, which was the son of Matthat, which was the son of Levi, which was the son of Melchi, which was the son of Janna, which was the son of Joseph, which was the son of Matthias, which was the son of Amos, which was the son of Nahum, which was the son of Esli, which was the son of Nagi, which was the son of Maath, which was the son of Matthias, which was the son of Simei, which was the son of Joseph, which was the son of Judah, which was the son of Joanna, which was the son of Resa, which was the son of Zerubbabel, which was the son of Salathiel, which was the son of Neri, which was the son of Melchi, which was the son of Adai, which was the son of Kosam, which was the son of Elmodam, which was the son of which was the son of Josi, which was the son of Eleazar, which was the son of Joram, which was the son of Matthat, which was the son of Levi, which was the son of Simeon, which was the son of Judah, which was the son of Joseph, which was the son of Jonan, which was the son of Eliakim, which was the son of Meliah, which was the son of Menan, which was the son of Mattatha, which was the son of Nathan, which was the son of David, which was the son of Jesse, which was the son of Obed, which was the son of Boaz, and which was the son of Salmon, which was the son of Nahshon, which was the son of Amminadab, which was the son of Aram, which was the son of Esrom, which was the son of Phares, which was the son of Judah, which was the son of Jacob, which was the son of Isaac, which was the son of Abraham, which was the son of Terah, which was the son of Nahor, which was the son of Sarach, which was the son of Reu, and which was the son of Phelech, which was the son of Heber, which was the son of Salai, which was the son of Canaan, which was the son of Arphaxad, which was the son of Sem, which was the son of Noe, which was the son of Lamech, which was the son of Methuselah, which was the son of Enoch, which was the son of Jared, which was the son of Mahalalel, which was the son of Canaan, which was the son of Enos, which was the son of Seth, which was the son of Adam, which was the son of God. Now I know that's pretty cumbersome reading this morning. And I know that you probably, if you've ever read through the scriptures, you've run across these names. Many, many be the time. The first in that of the book of Genesis began to tell about, it says it was the generations of Adam. You can go into the first chapter of the book of St. Matthew, and it breaks a few things down in the 14 generations, and it breaks it down into three 14 generations before Jesus came into this world. Luke went all the way back, my friend, to that of Adam, which was the son of Adam. Now, I'm going to be quite frank with you. I understand and I realize this morning that we're entering into revival. And I'd like to have a pelt message, I guess is what you'd call it. But I don't know altogether. I found out a long time ago that I'm not the one running this show. And I don't choose where and when that I preach certain things. I don't choose that. I don't do that. You know, a lot of times people takes that of the message that they're guilty. They're guilty. They take a message that maybe a preacher preaches, and it may be even condescending to the flesh. But I'll promise you one thing, that I've got one thing in mind when I try to preach the Word of God, and that's what He would have me to do. It may not fit the program. It may not, my friend, fit your society. But I'm going to try my best to mind the Lord this morning and do that I feel the Lord's laid on my heart. I don't get on things. I don't get on a kick about certain things. But there's some things that's evident in this world today, brethren, that God has not sanctioned, never did sanction, and never will sanction. There are some things. There's things that's running rampant throughout this world, my friend, that people are having so much pleasure in that, brethren, they have no time for God. And I've got news for you. God had a way, my friend, of dealing with those kind of issues. The Bible says in the beginning over, you know it very well, Lamech begot Noah. And Lamech said, because he shall comfort us concerning the ground which the Lord hath cursed. Brethren, there come a day that God destroyed the world. Why did He destroy the world?
He destroyed the world because the world as a whole, my friend, had neglected God without a doubt. Went wild, if you'll have it. You say, preacher, we don't use them terms today. No, we've got other terms for them. We've sugarcoated them. We've covered them up. Brethren, I'm not here to cross judgment upon you, but I'll tell you one thing. The Word of God does not teach certain things. No, it don't. Never has. Never has. Brethren, there is a time after that, my friend, of Noah being born. The Bible said he is 500 years old. That God destroyed the world, was going to bring destruction upon the world. Brethren, he long suffered with them. Long suffered with that world before he ever destroyed it. But listen, God knowed without a doubt. It said Noah found grace in the eyes of God. I'm going to have to lay this foundation before I can go anywhere else. Brethren, it's amazing to me. It is amazing to me how a lost world, a sinful world, can call themselves a Christian today. You can't do it according to God's word. It won't stand. It won't work. It will not hold water today. Your buckets got a hole in it. Brethren, just read the word. See what it says. If I'm not wrong this morning, brethren, you'll find in this word of God, you'll find a way to get to God. You'll find a way to make it to heaven. And you'll find a way how to live righteous between here and there. Amen. Yes, you will. Brethren, these things going on in this world, and I'll be quite frank with you, I don't see, my friend, how the world is even standing. Not according, my friend, to what went on in the days of Noah. Now, I understand. And I realize this morning we're not of the world. If you're a child of God, my friend, you're not of the world. And you hold some values that are precious in the Word of God. The Word has to mean something to you. Has to. You want to know what God's like? Read the Word. You want to know who God is? Read the Word. You all know how God acts? Read the Word. Brethren, it teaches you such. It's a roadmap. Yes, it is. It's an instructional manual. If you want to look at it like that, if you've ever worked on anything, if you've ever pulled up a manual, you try to read all you can about the situation. And there's them out there that'll tell you step by step how to fix it. Brethren, we've got to fix. Brethren, we just don't want to cater to it.
Preacher, the Bible says this world's going to get wickeder and wickeder as far as the world's concerned, but you don't have to be the wicked one. No way, form, or fashion. Can I tell you something? The Bible said that him being Jesus, he talked to the Pharisee and the scribe, and he said, "You've come past land and sea to make one proselyte." He said, "And when you've made him, you make him twofold more the child of hell than you are." Yeah. Book says it. Yeah. Yes, sir. God help us if we lean in and teaching people different than what this word says. God help us. God help us. Brethren, if you're trying to disciple people into the church of God, it amazes me how many people in this world thinks it's all right just to live like they want to. Bible says more than one place said all the ways of man are clean in his own eyes. Yes, sir. I've done no wrong. The Bible says such is the way of an adulterous woman. She wipeth her mouth and her hands and say, "I've done no wrong." That's what the world's telling you, folks. I've done no wrong. Brethren, the report card says different. Isn't it the way? I'd get asked a question sometimes between 9 weeks. "Well, how you doing in school?" "Oh, I'm doing good." You know what happened at the end of 9 weeks? There's a report card. And that report card had to be signed by your parent. Yes, sir. And I'd come home crafting, and sometimes that report card didn't reflect what I was telling them. You hear me? Folks, we're getting told a lot of things. A report card, thank God, will not hold up. No, it won't. I don't care what you think. I don't know this morning. You may be one of them that's teaching our young people. My friend, just figure out what you are. Thank God I'm with you. God help us this morning. Can I ask you a question? Reckon what God said to Adam when he said, "I don't want to be a man." Listen, you say, "Preacher, you're on one of these kicks." I might be on two kicks. It don't really matter this morning. I'm as honest as I can be. Brethren, we've got to stand with the standard that God instituted in the beginning, folks. Amen. Yes, sir. I don't care, my friend, what social group that you're acquainted with. I really don't care. And I don't care, my friend, how socially, my friend, you're acquired in the community. I'll tell you something, if it deviates you from the Word of God, you ought to get rid of it. Thank God it'll poison you. Yes, it will.
Yes, it will. Can I tell you something this morning that might surprise you? I don't blame the young people. I don't blame the young people. We didn't have a lot of things. Can I say? I'm fixing to give you some acronyms, I think's what they call it. I'll see how up you are in 2026. You probably know more about them than I do. I had to look it up. Glory to God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come to find out, my friend. Come to find out, brethren, there were some old heads in the community. You hear me? Talking. Converting the heart, brethren, of these young men and young women. Listen, brethren, the young people didn't come up with it. Brethren, it's some of them old heads that had forgotten God ever created them. Amen. Yeah. Yes, sir. Amen. Preacher, are you mad at us? Not a bit. Am I mad at the world? Probably so. Probably so. It's taken. It's robbed. It's robbed. Yes, sir. It's robbed them. Brethren, pleasures of sin will absolutely rob you. I know what I'm talking about. It'll rob you as a young man and a young lady, my friend. If you ain't got no values, you ain't going to create none. Do you know that? It just absolutely will get worse. Yes, it will. It'll get worse. Why, brother, I'm going to marry that man and I'm going to make something out of him. I got news for you. It'll take God to do that. Last time I looked, you ain't God. Amen. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. We all got good intentions. Bruce, yes. I'm going to tell you something else. It doesn't matter who you are. I don't care how good of a parent you've been. Brethren, when them young people get of age, brethren, they going to do exactly what they want to do. You won't change them. I won't either. It's going to take something a little bit better than that. Yes, sir. Something a little bit greater than that. Adam had two sons, Cain and Abel. Yes, sir. Do you know what really happened? It come time, my friend, that Cain and Abel were acknowledging or responsible unto God. Amen. It's exactly what happened. Yes, sir. They wasn't trying to please Adam. Brethren, God required something of their hand. Ain't that what happens when people come to the age of accountability? Brethren, something's required of you. Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, sir. There ain't nobody in that Bible. There's not a man's that I called out this morning that has ever become a woman. Adam never did become Ada. You hear me?
Amen.
Preacher, you know, you ain't gonna preach on that. I've got news for you. Somebody think God needs to. Amen. Somebody needs to tell this world, brethren, that they are wrong in God's eyes. Amen.
I got Bible to back it up. I know you have to put up with a lot, my friend, in this world today. It's the reason I wouldn't have one of your jobs. Oh! I'm not against you. I believe the Lord can bless you. But the fact of it is, you don't have to condone it. Amen. Oh, preacher, we have to accept it. You have to accept it where you're at. But brethren, you don't have to accept it as a person.
Amen. Amen.
When the question arises, the answer ought to be, God's word don't back it up. Never has. Joseph never did become Josephine. Glory to God. Preacher, you're out of bounds. I'm probably about 10 years late. Just to be honest with you. Yes, sir. These things... Jeff, if you take this that I'm mad at you or that I'm my friend against you, you've got the message wrong. Brethren, but this Bible of which I believe will not condone such things. No, sir. After he destroyed that world that then was, long come Abraham and Lot, did they not? Brethren, Abraham had to deliver Lot more than once. Yes, sir, delivered him one time, restored all his goods to him. Got it all back. Why? Because Abraham stood for God, my friend. Read your book. See if that ain't what happened. God recognized Abraham, and I'm going to tell you, had he not, Lot would have been destroyed also. Amen. It's book. Them angels that come, them three men, yes, sir, they come down through there. Two of them was judgment. Yes, sir. And the other one was the Lord. That's the way I read it. As two of them went to Sodom, brethren, one stayed with Abraham, and Abraham pleaded with the Lord, cried out. The Lord said, I ain't going to withhold this from Abraham. No, sir. I said, I'm going to show him what I'm fixing to do. You know why he showed him? Because he knowed that Lot was down there. Yes, sir. It went from 50 and right down to 10. Abraham thought he was pretty safe at 10. Probably. Less than that, folks. Less than that. It ain't everybody that sits in the pew, my friend, that enjoys the message. I ain't everybody's preacher. I ain't never been. Listen to me. Listen to me. It might be the last message God ever let me preach, but I'm going to preach, folks, what he gave me this morning. Yes, sir. It ain't popular. Except with the world. You say, preacher, now I'm going to tell you what the world says about a message like this. They call it a hate message. I got news for you. I don't hate them, but brethren, I hate the practice. Amen. Yes, sir. You don't think? Listen, this was after God had destroyed the world, had he not? Sodom and Gomorrah had absolutely done so much wickedness that their wickedness has reached to heaven. Book says so. And God sent his men down there to figure out had what he heard was right. Yes, sir. That's what the book teaches. Abraham, I'm going to destroy Sodom. Abraham got humble with the Lord. Lord, peradventure, they be 50 down there. Would you not destroy it? He found God to be merciful. Yes, sir. Can you imagine? Can you imagine God, my friend, allowing Sodom and Gomorrah to continue just because 50 righteous was in them? Couldn't find 50. Couldn't find 10. Can I tell you something? Lot was sitting at the outside of the gate. Was he not? Looking. Look and thank God. I believe he is looking for some deliverance. Fed up with what was going on in the world. Yes, sir. He seen these two men. These two men, they wound up over there, and he said, "Now you come with me. You come with me." Got to his house, said, "You come in here." They said, "Not so. We'll stay out here all night." And he said, "You'll do no such thing. Amen. Get in. Get in." Brother, them men went in. The Bible said they about beat his door down. Amen. Yes, sir. No, Lot went out. He, Bible's real plain about some of this stuff, preacher. Listen, he went out and shut the door. Talked to them men of the city, and he said, they said, "Let us have them men." He said, "Not so." He said, "I got two daughters. Ain't never knowed a man." Said you can have them. It's what the book says. You can have them. Brother, do what you will with them. They said, "Not so." They's after the men. You listen to me. Man with man won't work, folks. Women with women won't work. Brethren, I don't care what you call it. I don't care how you cover it up. Brethren, the word of God is still plain about it. Old and New Testament. Old and new. Yes, sir. LGBTQ. I could tell you what them acronyms are. You know why I can tell you? They're real fresh. I looked them up. Yes, sir. I looked them up. I knowed about what this talking about, but I wanted to be true. I wanted to be real. I'm telling you a real message. 2026, modern day, brethren. LGBTQ, my friend, is exploited throughout this world without any recognition of sin about them. Amen. Yes, it is. Some of them got their own churches, putting their own people in. The Methodists a few years back, my friend, wanted to lawfully do some things, and there's a lot of them pulled out, didn't they? Huh? Thank God for them. They might not know yet what they are or what they're going to be, but thank God they come out from under them. Listen,
God don't sanction it just because the world says so.
Amen.
This world accepts quite a lot. Yes, it does. Accepts quite a lot. This old world legalizes a lot of things. That's still sin.
Amen.
Yes, sir. But because of their prominence and their social standing, and because they don't want the ridicule. Yes. Bottom line,
Amen.
They want to keep their position. Church, I want you to know something. I believe the Lord put me here. I think He can move me.
Yes.
Don't you?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Preacher, we'll vote you out. Will you do the voting?
Yes.
I'm not worried about it. I can't help it, Robert. There's no reason for the world, my friend, to shout it from the housetop, and us little old preachers ain't got enough gall, thank God, to preach against it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you're going to run me out, my friend, for that, just keep running. I don't care. Listen to me. I'm going to preach what God gives me. Yes, I am, Darrell. I don't care where it's at. Don't care who's sitting here. Brother, the bottom line is what God's Word teaches.
Amen.
You younger folks, you say, preacher, I won't bring down my friends here. Well, I got news for you. Most of them don't come because they're scared of us anyway. Huh? Can't sit comfortably amongst us.
Amen.
Huh? Yes, sir, and I know why. We've got all kinds of things out there in the world, my friend, that'll satisfy the flesh.
Yeah.
And brethren, it does nothing for the soul this morning.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You might think, why, preacher, you ought to have brought us a good, soothing, uplifting message. If you really want me to get into this revival, I want you to know if you don't get into this revival, brethren, it ain't going to be my fault. Yes, sir.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I got news for you. I believe God in heaven, my friend, loves me.
Amen.
Yes, I do. Let me tell you something. God loves the lost. Do you know that? Can I ask you what He sent Jesus in this world for? Most folks, we all got different ideas about that. One writer said he come to seek and to save that which was lost. Is that not what He's? Yes, sir. Folks, there was something that man could not overcome, didn't have the ability to overcome it. And brethren, God made a remedy for it.
Amen.
By His Son, Jesus Christ. Yes, sir. There ain't too many folks, my friend, gonna preach to you, brethren, about this Adam being the Son of God. That's what that book says.
It does.
Adam, which was the Son of God. Did you know it never did say how old God was? Never will. He's always been. He always will be. Is that not right?
Listen, LGBTQ. Preacher, we're going to have Pride Day. Do you know they boycotted Chick-fil-A? In those days that they boycotted them, my friend, they run out of business. Huh? They was overwhelmed. Huh? The people told them. And the people showed them, my friend, that what you're doing is not right. We will not sanction it. Listen to me. I've worked with them.
Lord.
I know what it is.
Yeah.
Bruce over there tells it all the time about the little woman, how she treated him. I've had them question me.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, really?
Yeah.
More than once.
Yeah.
The end result is always the same, Leroy. When it comes to how I feel about it, the end result's always the same, folks. It don't change.
Amen.
It's amazing to me how we just carry on and let things go on like there's nothing in this world wrong with it. When God's Word teaches us that it is wrong. Romans, book of Romans. He's in the book of Romans, my friend. He said he turned them over to a reprobate mind to do that which is unseemly. Unseemly against nature. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Preachers, I bet they don't never hear this kind of preaching. They ain't no betting about it. I know they don't. And you do too. They wouldn't have it, Gary. Preacher, there's something wrong with you. I'll rephrase a thing or two that I've already said, and then I'll bring my remarks to a close. I'm not here. You say, and I'm honest. I'm as honest as I can be. I ain't running for no campaign. I'm not politicking, my friend. But if I was, I'd have to be the same way.
Amen.
Amen.
Can't help it. Can't help it. There's things. I worked for a company for 31 years. And about 25 of that, I was a manager. About 20 of it, I was plant manager, operation manager, this manager, that manager. It don't matter what title they give you, they just give you more work. They can throw the titles at you. And I had my boss, the one that I answered to day by day. He told me one day, he said, Randy, he said, you just don't do things like I would. And I looked at him, his name's Norman. I said, Norman, I said, I know I don't. I said, and I ain't going to. Exactly what I told him. I was there when he left. What does that tell you? What does that tell you? Listen to me. Listen. Folks, there's a way to handle people. And everybody don't know how. Bottom line. You say, preacher, you're trying to handle people. I got news for you. If you've got a question about this message, you come to me. I'll give you an answer. You probably ain't going to like it, but I'm going to give you the answer. You say, preacher, you You got to get politically correct. I am politically correct between me and my Lord. Yes, sir. He understands me real well.
Yes, he does.
I got news for you. I understand him. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I do. You say, preacher, you just ain't never had to face it like I have. You know what? We can all talk about how much trouble we've got. We can all talk about, my friend, how much we've been through. But I'll guarantee you one thing, you'll never have a testimony except you go through some of them things, and God be with you.
Amen.
That's where the testimony comes from. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Do you not think that Lot was fearful for his life? Living in a community that he lived in. You don't think he is fearful? I believe with all my heart he is looking for someone to come and help him.
Yeah.
Deliver him.
Yeah.
Out of the state he is in.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. Have you ever looked at somebody and said, well, you put yourself there, get yourself out. I got news for you. God's got you out of more you got yourself into than you're willing to tell. And you know you got yourself into it.
Amen.
Yes, sir. But you pleaded with him till he heard you. Huh? Till he heard you. I don't know what Lot knew, but I know one thing. He knowed them men. Do you know that? He knowed exactly what was coming down. When it come time to go, my friend, they were sort of lagging behind. I'm talking about in the house. These men said, you get out of here. And they were sort of gathering this and that. Bible says these men took Lot, took his wife, and took them daughters and got them out of there.
Amen.
They said destruction is coming.
Yeah.
They were the destruction.
Amen.
Said we gonna bring fire and hell upon this place. Yes, sir. You know what it said about Abraham? It said Abraham got up the next morning and he looked down toward Sodom and he saw the smoke. You hear me? Don't tell me God won't do what he says he'll do. I got news for you. This world don't know how much mercy they're sitting under. This United States of America don't realize how much mercy they're sitting under. You hear me? Long suffering, Cody. Long suffering. Brethren, when God long suffers, sometimes it's years on end. Can I tell you something? Lamech said Noah would comfort us concerning the ground which the Lord hath cursed. Lamech never saw it. He never saw it. I don't know what Lamech thought that Noah was going to do, but he never saw. He never saw the comfort. Preacher, you're not say that. Brethren, these people dead and gone out here in these graves that's prayed prayers for you that they never saw come to pass. But they believed they would. Didn't they?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. You ever prayed and prayed and prayed and just kept praying, never did see deliverance? You know what you do? Keep praying. Keep praying. Yes, sir. Keep praying. I'm going to pray the Lord open your eyes. Preacher, you don't need to pray that. I'm going to pray the Lord you see the help we got in this unfriendly world. We got help. The church is blessed. Blessed. Absolutely blessed. You're blessed without, my friend, to the point that God has showed His mercy and He's still pouring it out. If you'll get under the drippings, my friend, you can enjoy it. Yes, sir. There's a preacher. Can I say this? I will not apologize for this message. I will not. God help us. God help us. I love people, my friend. I love our church. I really do. I love being here. Preacher, your membership ain't here. It don't matter. God ain't looking for me for my membership. You know that? I could get into that. I'm not going to. But can I tell you something, church? There's things, my friend, that I've been able to enjoy about you that you don't even know about. That you don't even know I was listening. That you don't even know I was looking. God has blessed me. Yes, sir. Bless me. He shined down upon me, Steve. For being here, Mountain View. I'm talking about you, folks. For being in the midst of you. For caring about you. For caring, my friend, that you ain't doing what you ought to be doing. Preacher, I'm young. I got years ahead of me. There's no guarantee. Not one. God help us. I don't know about you, but I'm looking for a good revival. Amen. I hope we have a wonderful revival. Amen. I really do. And I plan on doing all that I know to do. Amen. Myself. Preacher, you gonna preach? I ain't worried about preaching.
It was the Lord, ain't
it? These men come in, some of them talk, they say, well, we got to get Brother Randy one night, and they said, have you ever helped him in revival? Now, if I get to can't help it, I'll have at it. But unless I do, playing. Robert, I'll be sitting right over there.
Yep.
Yes, sir. You expect them men to preach it? I sure do. Yes, sir. I believe the Lord sent them here.
Amen.
Yes, sir. I believe I want to hear what they got to say. They might have a message for me. You believe that? They got a song out. Come get a verse of song. I'm finished. They got a song out. It says, the encourager needs encouraging. I like that song. It's real true. There was a time that David had to strengthen himself in the Lord. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Strengthen himself in the Lord. I trust and pray that you got something out of the message this morning. It was one that, can I say, that I probably was real nervous about preaching. to the point, my friend, that I asked the Lord this morning before I ever got here. I said, Lord, are you true? Are you right? Are you leading me right? Or is it just something I've dreamed up? Is it just something that's on me so bad that I can't help it? That ain't the case.
Amen.
No.
That ain't the case. Folks, old and young alike, my view of what I've preached this morning comes directly out of that Word of God. I ain't read nothing else. You hear me? There ain't no book and chapter that you can go to and look. You can read what I read. You can get into the book of Genesis and you read about Lot. Do you good? You go to the book of Romans and you read what he said to the Romans.
Yes. Yeah.
Things wasn't right, Bruce. No. You go to the book of Corinthians and the Bible teaches us, according to what Paul left with us, he left us two books. Of the book of Corinth, and he said in the last chapter, this third time I come unto you. He loved them.
Yeah, he did. Told them the truth, didn't he?
But brethren, the Corinthians wouldn't write. The Corinthians had a lot of problems when they first went there. Yes, sir. But he loved them.
Yes, he did.
He loved them. God help me this morning.
Bless him, Lord.
It behooves me. It behooves me. As a preacher, to preach you the truth. And I believe with all my heart, according to this word, that I've preached you the truth. Listen, we might be living in 2026 and most things are accepted. God never sanctioned it.
Amen.
Never. Or will he ever? God don't change. What you find in this book, you say, preacher, did he really destroy the world? Yes, he did. Preacher, did he really destroy Sodom and Gomorrah? Yes, he did. Can I tell you something? You go to the book of Proverbs, and it doesn't really matter what chapter you get in, but you get in that first chapter, and he'll tell them, you know what he told them? He said, I've called, you've not answered. I've called, you've not answered. He said, the time's coming, you'll call, and I'll not answer. That's what he said.
Amen.
That's what he told them.
Amen.
Brethren, there's a cutting off point somewhere.
Yeah,
yes, sir. There's a line, my friend, that you must not cross over.
Amen.
I had a man, young man, call me one night, late, terrified. Absolutely terrified. He said, Brother Randy, he said, I've committed the unpardonable sin. He said, God ain't going to forgive me. I talked to him a little bit, found out, and I talked to him a little bit, and I said, son, I said, you just keep praying.
Amen.
I said, I believe the Lord will hear you. 2 weeks went by, he called me again. You know what he said? Brother Randy, I got saved last night. Huh? Got saved last night. Brethren, I don't care. Sometimes you have to get in an awful place before you ever come to him or come to know him. Sometimes. Can I tell you something? The book of Jude teaches us, brethren, that some you save with fear. And some you save by compassion. But brethren, that fear works on some people. Some people it don't.
No.
don't faze them. Don't mean nothing to them. I wasn't afraid of the preacher. I wasn't afraid, my friend, of my mom and dad. I wasn't afraid of the people that sat in the congregation. But brethren, what I was afraid of was dying without him.
Amen.
Going to hell. That's what I was afraid of. Now I'm going to tell you that second verse of the Amazing Grace. Thank God if there's ever been a verse. It was what? Grace that taught my heart to fear. And grace my fears relieved. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Brethren, if I was living in a wicked situation outside the gates of glory, thank God I'd try somehow to get saved.
Amen.
Yes, I would. Yes, I would. I don't know about you, but I've halfway enjoyed preaching to you. Listen, church. We've got the Mully Grubs, and we've got the Anything Goes. I don't know what we got. But I got news for you. He got something better for you. He does. He got something better for you. Let them sing.